Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is LNP 279, How to Accelerate the Life Cycle of Your LNC Business. Do you have a business plan? This is Pat Iyer with Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcast. In talking to legal nurse consultants at and after the American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants annual forum, I found many people interested in building their businesses. I heard reasons for wanting to have a full-time business, including the need for flexibility, to have time for the family, to not have to work so many long hours, to be available for needy parents, and so on. A business plan helps you stay on course. Many business owners plan for the upcoming year, usually in the first quarter of the year. A better business practice is to take a look at the fourth quarter, and it helps with taxes, with purchasing wisely, and with kicking off the new year in early January rather than mid-first quarter. But now we are on the second quarter of the year, and it's not too late to start implementing quarterly planning. This planning directs you step by step to the activities that will generate the most revenue for you. It's also important to look behind you at what you've done with your business. Many fewer businesses incorporate the best practice of evaluating at year-end how their plans played out, and then blending that learning into their vision for the upcoming year. Consider what worked, what didn't, what opportunities are new, and what fundamentals you should return to. And look at what happened in the first quarter of this year and see how you need to adjust what you're doing in your business for the quarter that you're in. It's also important to anticipate the pitfalls. What could affect your business in the coming year? Let me ask you an additional question. Are you interested in growing your LNC business? I'm assuming that by listening to this, that you want more work, and you also want to work as smartly as you can. I have a product called Growing Your LNC Business Value Pack that helps you to up-level your game. By studying these resources, you discover useful tips for polishing your professional image, strengthening your relationship with clients, and effectively using power relationships to build your business. Here are the four parts of Growing Your LNC Business Value Pack. It includes the book that I wrote, How to Grow Your LNC Business, Secrets of Success. That's a $29.95 value. It's a comprehensive compilation of tips, techniques, and technology. The second piece is Polishing Your Professional LNC Image, Top Tips for Success. That's a $25 value for this online training. We cover how easy it is to build your professional brand and successfully use a logo, business name, website, and blog as part of your brand. We also reveal how to instantly differentiate yourself from every other LNC by creatively using images to build your brand. The third piece is Build Customer Relationships and Attract More Business, a $25 value. Do you wish you could attract more business with ease? Many LNCs would like to do a better job of staying top of mind with prospective clients, or doing a better job of expressing appreciation to the clients they currently have. Limited time and money become barriers. In this online training, you discover how to effortlessly and affordably stand out from your competition, a simple secret that develops exceptional relationships, which translates into long-term clients and a steady stream of referrals, and much more. And there's one more online training called Power Relationships and How to Make Them Work. Who are the powerful people in your life and in your business? Power relationships do not necessarily mean people with money. Power relationships have to do with influence, friendship, contacts, great teachers, spiritual messengers, and people with meaningful messages. Get essential tips in this one-hour online training. The individual components of this Growing Your LNC Business Value Pack total $104.95 plus shipping for the book. You can save 54% or $47.95, leaving a price of $57 for the four pieces plus shipping. But you can save even more by using the code LISTENED in the coupon box to get another 25% off the value pack, giving you a total of 79% off the full value. Go to the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com to order the package. The link again is podcast.legalnursebusiness.com to order the Growing Your LNC Value Pack, Growing Your LNC Business Value Pack, and use the code LISTENED to get an additional 25% off on top of the 54%. Let's return to the show. As I talk with LNCs about their business, I find that many are stuck in one legal nurse consulting business phase. Here's what I'm hearing from legal nurse consultants, and as I go through these stages, think about where you fit in. There's the startup stage. This is the first phase. You've attended a legal nurse consulting program. You've read a textbook, such as Legal Nurse Consulting Principles and Practices. You've taken an online course, and you want to get clients. Your business is not known. You're not sure of how to get clients, and you're not sure of what services you want to offer. You could be in this phase for a few years. Some LNCs I've talked to have been in this phase even longer. The implementation phase is when you have marketing, operations, revenue, and profit plans. You know who you want to work with in your business, but you have minimal clients, cash flow, credibility, follow-up, or a team. When you are in the sustainable phase, you have clients and you are regularly attracting new ones. You're making money and becoming more visible and credible, but you have minimal or no repeat clients and you feel like you're pushing a boulder uphill, although the hill is not as steep as it was in the startup and implementation. When you have a scalable business, your business has a proven system of functioning. You're generating cash. You're paying yourself a salary. You have consistent, steady work. Attorneys know you. They recommend you to others, and your business is flowing. In fact, you recognize you are reaching a limit in terms of what you can do, and you're torn between giving up control and delegating cases to subcontractors versus working 60 or 70 hours a week to make sure the quality is consistent. You feel overwhelmed, overworked, and overwhelmed. When you are in a sellable business, you have leveraged your business. Others are doing work for you as employees or subcontractors. You're making money and you're taking money out of the business, and you have deliberately positioned the business so you can sell it. This is a case study of how I went through my legal nurse consultant business phases. The startup phase occurred in 1987 when I began reviewing cases as an expert witness while also teaching and consulting. And I was consulting with hospitals and long-term care facilities. One day in 1989, I got a phone call from an attorney who wanted me to review an emergency department case Since that was not my clinical background, I turned down the case, but I gave him the name of a well-qualified emergency department nurse clinical specialist. He called her, she got the case, and they both thanked me. That phone call changed my life because I realized I could earn money by referring expert witnesses. I founded MedLeague, an independent legal nurse consulting business, primarily as an expert witness referral service. That emergency department nurse became the first expert I recruited. The implementation to sustainable phase occurred over the next several years. The business went from a startup, when I ran the business from a desk that I made out of two filing cabinets and a board. I did stain and the board and put a little polyurethane coating on it, but it was still a board. I went to implementation and sustainable phases. I hired my first employee in the sustainable phase when I realized it was impossible to work all day and all evening and still have time for my children. It took 4 years to get to the sustainable phase. When I entered the scalable phase, I moved the business out of my house. That occurred in the fifth year in 1994. Our first step was to buy a house 10 miles away and dedicate the first house to office space. 2 years later, we moved into a 3,600 square foot office condo and we sold the first house. By then, I had two full-time employees. The scalable phase lasted for several years until I made a deliberate decision to create a sellable business. I downplayed my role in working on cases by turning down MedSurg cases as an expert witness while I built up a large pool of healthcare expert witnesses. The company provided additional legal nurse consulting services such as screening cases for merit, doing medical literature research, preparing chronologies for personal injury cases, transcribing handwritten records, and having nurses attend insurance medical examinations. The business became sellable when the majority of the work was done by the in-house LNC, not me, our three support staff members, and our huge pool of expert witnesses. This is how I grew a multi-million dollar business. I sold the company in January 2015. I know that many people will continue to benefit from my hard work, my employees, my experts, my clients, plaintiffs and defendants, law firms, and many others. I left a legacy. Are you beginning with the end in mind? Can you grow a business to sell? Is that your goal? Let's talk. I'm inviting you to schedule a time to receive a 30-minute free phone call consultation to let me help you identify where you're blocked and how we might be able to work together to get you through those obstacles. Set up your time at this link, http://lnc.tips/get help. That link is http://lnc.tips/get help. Order your copy of Growing Your LNC Business Value Pack at the show notes on podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you two online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website,
The LNCacademy.com is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at LNCacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on LegalNurseBusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at LNCacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on LegalNursePodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on LegalNursePodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.